You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
All right.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Alongside Chance Collins and Bear, I'm Russell Smith, live today from your Friday home of The Drive, National Law Rex, Farragut's Neighborhood Community Pharmacy, and we've got piping hot pizza from Jets Farragut out here this afternoon. It's Super Bowl weekend. It's freezing outside, but it's a beautiful day. Come on out and join us here, folks. We'd love to give you some pizza, and we'll go ahead and give away some Ice Bears tickets here. First person through these doors to say they're listening to The Drive this afternoon on Fox Sports Knoxville is going to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Knoxville Ice Bears. These are flex tickets. That means they're good for any Knoxville Ice Bears home game. Support local professional sports and the Knoxville Ice Bears. Come on out here. We'll hook you up with some tickets to go to a game of your choosing. Where to begin? Where to begin? I don't even know where to begin this afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, y'all doing good? Good to doing ready for the weekend?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Always. Locked and loaded.
So much going on. First of all, we can circle back to all these topics. Congratulations, Alvin Kamara, winning NFL Rookie of the Year. I mean, what can you say? Just a phenomenal fit for him down there in New Orleans.
He deserved it.
Wow. I don't even know who was second.
Probably Kareem Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Actually, kind of hard to believe he didn't win if all he meant to that team.
Well, down the stretch, he
tailed off a little.
Yeah, he didn't perform as hot as he did at the beginning of the season. But
Alvin kind of, once he got up rolling, he kind of maintained all the way through their last. I mean, he caught what should have been the winning touchdown if the Saints had a, you know.
My opinion, kind of I thought they could have gave him co-rookie of the years, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, we will take it for Alvin. That was absolutely fantastic. All right, let's get it. I think this is the bit. And congratulations to Nathan Odom and the Three and Out guys for getting this scoop from the morning show. You heard it here first on Fox Sports Knoxville. Article up at foxsportsknoxville.com, just posted moments ago by our Nathan Odom. It's out with the old and in with the new, or in with the old. I don't know how you want to call this. Tennessee moving forward under Jeremy Pruitt will stop wearing its smoky gray uniforms.
Thank God.
During football games. Now, this has been rumored for a little while. We heard they had taken the mannequin with the smoky gray out of the complex.
They take those bricks from around Fulmer's Trophy?
I do not know. I do not know if they've done that, but
I'll do it for free. Go ahead.
We are reporting here at Fox Sports Knoxville that the smoky grays are gone. And what's more, Bear, the black cleats are back.
The feels.
Back in black.
I'm getting kind of tingly.
Jeremy Pruitt just told all the millennials out there talking about how they need to have alternate uniforms. He just said, get off my lawn.
That or drop and give me 50.
He just said, get off my lawn.
I think it's a capital idea. Let's get back to what we are. We don't need newfangled uniforms.
Chance, you're awfully quiet over there, are you?
I mean, it is what it is. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, you guys got your wish. Go back to the plain jerseys.
I think Russ is ambivalent.
I was in between.
It was the drive represents the entire spectrum from your point of view over to mine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say it was. First of all, I mean, uniform's not going to make you play better or play worse. So besides that, I mean, I guess it's cool.
At the end of the day, it's insignificant what they wear.
Yeah.
But is it some insight into Pruitt's mind and how he wants to sell this program of being, listen, we're not about gimmicks. We're Tennessee football. We have a long, proud, historic tradition of excellence here. Yeah, we've been down for a while, but we want to get back to who we are, and that's going to be our brand. We've already heard about how this staff recruits differently when Butch Jones would recruit. And listen, this is not me ripping on Butch Jones. Butch Jones could recruit. That's a fact. His problems was more in player development and game management, I believe, are the two things that kind of led to his downfall. He got the players in here. But we have heard the difference about Butch under his staff. They would have the orange carpet day where they would bring guys in, and they wouldn't really watch film and talk about football. They play the cornhole and grill out and kind of do a communal family atmosphere type thing. And that was successful for Butch, obviously. What we're hearing from recruits who have come in on visits or have hosted Pruitt and his guys on visits in their homes is, this guy's all about football. We watch film. He says, this is how I'm going to use you. Yeah, he's personable and everything, but I don't get the feeling they're going to be bringing guys in for cookouts a whole lot this summer. They're going to bring him in for camp and talk football with them. And that's kind of the uniform thing is, listen, it doesn't matter what we, this is what we're about, is football, and all the other stuff is beside the point.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, he's going back to kind of the former era. And you can look, he's focusing on the football and not the gimmicks. Or you come in and you take the pulse of the fans and you see how they didn't really go with what Butch was doing, so you just go the opposite route.
I mean, I think that certainly could play into it as well.
We are
totally unique in that we don't
– I think people liked the smoky gray.
Well, I think they did, but
every time we ran a poll –
something to be said that –
We ran a poll last week, and the majority of people's like 70% said they like smoky gray. Keep them.
I don't have a problem with it at all. As long as they can get the orange right. Because nobody else's uniforms look like ours. Makes us unique. We don't need to have alternates.
Tell me about the black cleats. Was it you when we were having this discussion last week? Somebody was saying like black is lame, like the black cleats. Like
I think
kids like the white cleats.
Yeah, they like that, and then they like, you know, some of the colorways designs that Nike does. Like, I mean, to me, and I'm a sneaker guy, it's about different colorways. I think black is just kind of plain. It's kind of blah, but yeah, it complements traditional Tennessee uniforms. So.
I don't know. I mean, it's not just Tennessee, though. I mean, like, there's certain programs that they just wear black cleats.
What programs? Uniforms. You going to say Georgia and Alabama? Is that where you're going?
Well, no. I mean,
Notre Dame, Michigan,
Alabama. The original Power Eight. Both. 8 to 10 teams that are.
We've done both. I don't feel like Tennessee has a tradition of. I mean, they wore white cleats forever. When I was growing up and watching in the 1980s, they wore white. And I remember when they switched to black in the 1990 season, like it was a noticeable shift. Like it was a kind of a big deal around.
But yeah, here. I mean, it makes you look a little bit slower than you are, but I don't know. I like the black cleats. I'm fine.
People always say that, like, it makes you look slower. And I think you're right. Why is that? It's
an optical illusion. I don't know.
I never looked at it and said, it makes you look slower. I don't know.
It can't be true. Can it? I mean,
did it make you slower?
No.
If you put Usain Bolt in some black shoes and you put me in some white shoes, he's going to dusk me.
A 4'3 guy puts on some black cleats and all of a sudden he becomes a 4'4 guy.
I don't know why that is. I've just always heard that. It's like some kind of optical illusion.
It does seem true. Like, I mean, just picturing your head right now, and I think of like black cleats, I'm thinking of,
yeah,
like,
and it's weird because some of the fastest guys that ever played here were those guys in the 90s that wore the black cleats. I mean, you never mistake Perilous Price for being slow.
What do you think about it, ladies and gentlemen? Jeremy Pruitt marking his territory again. Congratulations to 3 and Out guys and Nathan Odom for getting that scoop today at foxsportsknoxville.com. But
what a good name.
Jeremy Pruitt, and this has Fulmer's thumbprints all over it too, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it does.
This is
Do we really think Jeremy Pruitt's really worried about the uniforms right now?
No, and I don't think Fulmer is either. They're worried about getting ball players on Wednesday.
We're doing orange and white. They're trying to get 5 stars right now.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them care. I mean, Fulmer's getting the machine rolling again.
Is this going to be a conversation we just have forever now?
Probably not, because if Pruitt's successful and we really start winning at a high clip, like Fulmer in majors.
Do you remember how obnoxious that conversation got towards the end of the Fulmer era? People were like, oh, he needs to do some new stuff. And he just wouldn't. And then when Kiffin came in, I remember that entire year, are you going to have alternate uniforms? You're going to have alternate uniforms. And the week that South Carolina game leading up to, it was almost a bigger story than the game. Are they going to wear black?
That was a wild week.
That was awesome.
But do you remember?
And a reporter flat out say they weren't wearing them. And 5 minutes later, they rolled out in them.
Do you remember, though, how much that narrative took over, the uniform narrative that one year? And it just would not die.
Well, it's because we sucked. We weren't winning big games. I think if we start getting where we're winning big games again and going to New Year's Six Bowls, I don't think the uniforms are going to be as important as they were.
Were they ever really – you said there was discussion about even though I like the alternate uniforms and the different colorways, it's not that important to me. I'm more worried about how the team plays and the coaching.
I think I said this last week. I would rather wear smoky gray every game and be number one than have the coolest, most traditional whatever uniform that I like and be what we've been the past 5 years.
The biggest component of me caring about uniforms is that recruits do care about them. But recruits care about winning. So what Bear's saying and what we said all the time, is if they win, recruits are going to come here.
I think there's some recruits that it would appeal to them that they're, if Tennessee's winning, that's the big if in all this, that they would want to, that they're going to be at a school where, like an Alabama or USC or the Michigans that, one of the traditional schools.
865-546-8200. What do you think about it? Jeremy Pruitt says, get those smoky gray uniforms out of here. We're going to be a quote-unquote traditional-looking Tennessee team with black cleats, by golly. Tennessee, hopping in Doc Brown's time machine and turning back the clock this afternoon. 865-546-8200. Rick Butler will greet you as you call. Today, 546-8200. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick timeout, get things rolling on the other side. You're listening to The Drive live this afternoon at National RX 11134 Kingston Pike, right next to Wendy's in Farragut. We will be right back. Stay with us.
The Drive. They say we're just a bunch of best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. This is The Drive.
Who won the wing eating contest at the Super Bowl?
Did she eat?
Hold on, I gotta pull this up for you. Don't want to give any fake information, fake news here on The Drive.
Don't do that.
We pride ourselves in our accuracy,
journalistic integrity.
That's what we do here. It's not about being it's not about being first, it's about being right. Molly Schuyler wolfed her way through 501 chicken wings in 30 minutes to win.
What?
501 wings.
They had to be those tiny ones. You don't want
look at her, Chance. Yeah. Look at her. You tell me, because I get accused of hyperbole. Give the living listener a play-by-play of what this young lady, Molly Schuyler, looks like. Because what made me think of this, we come back to a little Rick James super freak.
Yeah.
That's the kind you don't bring home to mother.
She looks like, I mean, excuse me, not trying to, you know, disparage her, but she looks like an orc. Or like
an orc?
Yeah, you remember? Or you remember the movie with
The Hobbit?
No, the movie with Fred Savage and monsters underneath the bed.
What was that movie called? What,
you know what I'm
my
talking?
My Monster or My Little Monster?
Little Monsters or something. Yeah, that's what she looks like. She needs is the hoop earrings, and she'd be set.
Why don't you retweet it, Russ?
This gal has the side of her head shaved completely bald. She's got her eyelids pierced, her nose pierced, and each ear has, I would conservatively estimate, a dozen earrings in it. And she ate 501 wings in 30 minutes.
That's crazy, dude. I'm looking at the picture. That's crazy. Yeah, the movie.
501 wings.
The movie. Like, how many? What's a poundage on meat, you think, from 500?
No.
I mean, they've got to be the tiniest ones.
We're asking them what the poundage is.
I mean, it depends on.
I'm trying to figure out
the size of the wings.
I mean, normally they say all right, if you got normal size wings, you go like anywhere around here, it's gonna be 12 to 10 wings is a pound of wings.
So, yeah, but I'm talking about the extra because you're not eating the bones. I'm trying to figure out how much actual food this person ate. I mean, that's a lot in 30 minutes.
Well, if we say, you know,
just happened. Wing Bowl 26 drew nearly 20,000 people to the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia to watch Schuyler top the old wing eating record of 444 set back in 2015. So there you have it. 500 wings in 30 minutes. We will pray for her colon this afternoon here on The Drive. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show with us here this afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Titans Bill up first today on The Drive. Hello, Titans Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Dubsy?
Fantastic.
Bear.
Greet your friend Titans Bill. Don't laugh at him.
What's up, Bill?
How you doing, Bear?
I'm not doing bad, man.
Well, that's good, Bear. One thing that I love about Jeremy Pruitt, what he's bringing back is tradition. Orange and white is definitely tradition. And winning, he's going to turn things around and bring back a winning tradition to the University of Tennessee. And that's the two things that he's going to bring back. He's not one of these coaches that's, as you said, he's not a gimmicky guy like Butch Jones was with this brick-by-brick crap. And that's what it was, a pile of crap, that brick-by-brick. And goodbye, smoky gray uniforms. Let's just get rid of Butch Jones completely. And the one thing, I was over at your alma mater, Dubsy, and of course that's the school I used to work for 31 years, and they had those little signs there where it says Art and Architecture Building, Melrose Hall, and what did I see in them signs? A little bit of gray. Let's get rid of them. Let's get rid of that smoky gray there, too. If you're going to get rid of it on them signs.
So you want them to replace all the signs on campus that have gray in them?
Have it orange and white and black.
Titans Bill, Jerry Garcia once said, every silver lining's got a touch of gray. I will get by. I will survive.
Yeah, he will.
Think about that.
But I also believe in tradition, when it comes to the school colors, and when it comes to WINNING.
What color cleats should Tennessee wear, Titans Bill, in your humble opinion?
ought to just wear the orange cleats.
No.
God, those things are in Siberia, Bill. They've been worn one time.
You don't wear orange cleats. Come on, Titans, Bill. White or black?
All right, black.
Black cleats.
Yeah, you're black cleats.
Rickard Rich Barbecue Smoking Hot Question at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. What color cleats should the Vols wear? It's like 50-50 with 1% of precincts
right
reporting.
Down the middle right
this
now.
Might be the most divisive Rickard Rich Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of all time.
Can we get a 50-50? I don't know. I don't know if that's ever happened.
It has on some stuff. Been a couple of times, hasn't it?
Titans, Bill, who you got in the Super Bowl, buddy?
Well, my heart and my head is telling me Philadelphia wants Philadelphia to win, but Dubsy, my gut is telling me a different story. It's telling me New England. I may not even watch the game. I'm not really that enthusiastic over it. And Dubsy,
really?
You could take this to the bank. When it comes to the ratings, there's not going to be very many people that's going to be watching it.
No.
It'll
Titans,
go, it'll
Bill,
go
is...
low in the ratings. You mark my word,
news.
My good friend Russell.
The Super Bowl, whether you like it or not, is the most watched sporting event of, well, not of this year because it's a World Cup year, but of most years.
Well, it's really not making a big deal over it, and I'm one of them. Dubsy, come on.
All right, how can it not be a big deal? You're going to have over 100 million people watch this thing in a nation of 350 million. It's a third of our populace is going to be watching this game Sunday night.
I think probably
night,
the reason why they're watching it is because of the halftime show.
Yeah, that's right. They're all tuning in to see Janet Jackson's nipple.
Or something like that. I don't know. But I believe, Dubsy, I don't believe it's going to do well in the ratings. If I'm wrong, it ain't
do
the
well
first
in the
time.
Ratings. It's got Boston and Philadelphia Titans, Bill. And the
so
rest of the country.
I'm beginning to become a Patriot hater, and that's the main reason why. If that's the main reason why I don't want to watch it. And I'm beginning to show a little bit of dislike in Tom Brady. I don't think I'd like a player that loves to cheat. There would be three per people I wouldn't want to play poker with. And I've mentioned this before, and that's Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR Jimmy Johnson, Tom Brady, and Tom Brady. Well, there's two there. There's probably another one that probably loves to cheat.
Are you kidding? You went after Jimmy Johnson from NASCAR? For real?
Yes. You're turned on to that cheater? You're really a big fan of that, of Professor Fate?
I wasn't a fan, but I just wouldn't have thrown him in the same...
Really, Bear, you wouldn't throw Jimmy Johnson? I mean, come on. I don't want to get off
and
of a NASCAR.
And his evil
right
henchman,
here,
Max, which is played by Chad Knauss? You really turned
Jimmy
on to
Johnson
those guys,
Jimmy Johnson makes Lance
Bear,
Armstrong look clean.
I'm beginning to worry
thanks,
about
Bill.
You.
Tights, Bill, you got to go, man. You're driving me crazy. Good call. I hope you have a great weekend. Watch the Super Bowl, but, I mean, good Lord.
It's all
enough.
Over the place.
You come in here, you start breaking into song.
Jimmy Johnson's a cheater? So it's when?
He's only been suspended, a half dozen times?
No, he's never been suspended.
Oh, yeah, it's always Chad Knauss.
He's gotten suspended a couple of times.
He's just doing whatever he's doing to Jimmy Johnson's car. Jimmy Johnson has no idea. He's just out there driving a rocket
ship. He's just driving it.
Yeah. He's like Cole Trickle. He doesn't know the difference between
interesting,
loose and tight.
Interesting you have this take on this NASCAR take, Russell. It's kind of odd.
I mean, I wouldn't...
Why?
Be so weirded out if it was Chance, because Chance somewhat.
I just didn't think that you cared about NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm a big gearhead. People don't know that about me.
You're so about the rules too.
NASCAR expert.
You're a stickler over here.
I'm surprised, and he loves winners. I'm surprised he's not like a huge Jimmy Johnson fan.
They have a good restricted plates race, huh?
This isn't NOM.
Yeah,
there are rules.
There are rules out here.
Mm-hmm.
Big rule man, you are.
Billy on Twitter says black high tops for the quarterbacks. He wants to see
Johnny U.
What are you guys trying to go back to? Like the 70s? Like,
no,
Jesus.
That's what we wore in the 90s, dude.
You got to wear high tops, Chance. You'll sprain your ankle.
Hot tops. What kind of, how many pairs of hot tops do you own at your house right now?
Right now, I don't know.
Do you have any high tops? Yeah. Do they still make hot tops?
Yes, they do. I mean, like, I have some basketball hot tops. Yeah,
like old school looking hot tops?
No old school. Most of them are 3/4 these days.
Okay. And that's what I meant.
Yeah,
I
think
that's
all what I got is 3/4. Yeah, generally, yeah.
And they're like angled back.
Yeah, nobody has like the big pony high tops anymore.
Oh, mine were pony. I had some Nike high tops.
I want to see Jared Garantano come out there in a pair of Johnny Unitas black boots. Beetle boots.
You know, some roach killers.
That's a man's look right there.
You really do want them to look slow.
That's a look you can set your watch to, by golly.
You talk about them looking slow. Man. Johnny Unitas, black boots.
Boots.
You're going to start going out and song about tradition.
Go ahead and laugh. But I mean, like Nancy Sinatra once saying, these days, these boots are going to walk all over you, yeah. Bama.
Coming for days, you. When Saban's gone.
Coming for you.
I mean, that was pretty wild call from Bill. I mean.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing that. Somebody must have gotten him the DVD of Fiddler on the Roof. And then, I don't know. The Jimmy Johnson thing was out of left field, but.
You think he gets a little sauced before he calls?
No. Huh. I don't think he drinks. I think I've heard him play.
Ben, just wondering.
On the drive, more of your phone calls coming to 865-5200. Today is a Record Ridge Barbecue smoking question. What color cleats should the Vols? I mean, this is where you come for the important bait. The drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. I know everybody is breaking down the Super Bowl. I know. This is trying to decide whether
probably
or not Tom, you know, going over the lines, yeah. Going over the matchups and everything.
Gronkowski,
we don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. We've got to address this important question. Heels of the news today that Tennessee is getting rid of the Smokey Grays and going back to black cleats, according to a report at FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Stay with us. Your phone calls, more of them come right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. Next, The Drive rages on.
It's Knoxville. The Drive continues. Red Ridge Barbecue smoke and hot question for you this afternoon. What color cleats should the Vols wear? It's 50-50 on our Fox Sports Knox Twitter poll. Log on and vote at Fox Sports Knox. Russell Chance and the Bear coming to you live from your Friday home of The Drive. National Law Rex, Farragut's Neighborhood Community Pharmacy. Want to thank our friends over at Jet's Pizza this afternoon for supplying some food. It is fantastic as always. And don't forget, your home for the game on Sunday is Jet's Pizza. They're going to have a chili contest starting at 4 o'clock. Chili cook-off over here at Jet's with the judging to begin at 5 o'clock. So if you're looking for a place to watch the game, swing on down to Jet's Pizza out here in Farragut, right next to the Shrimp Dock, which is right next to National Law Rex. Kingston Pike, you can't miss it. Big screen. Around, you get the delicious pizza. They're gonna have the chili over there. Anything a man or a woman could want for the big game, plus ice cold beer on draft. Go check them out at cold Jets beer. Pizza. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. Tennessee welcoming in its last slew of visitors before National Signing Day. On Wednesday next week, Tennessee will have three official visitors on campus. We're trying to run down Danny Parker from GoBalls247 to provide a little more information on the last big recruiting weekend. But this is going to be a wild one down to signing day. The past couple of years, Bush Jones has pretty much had his signing class nailed down by this time. And maybe there's a slot or two open. Maybe you're waiting on a handful of prospects. right now, Tennessee's board is all over the place. It's pretty wild. Three official visitors this weekend: Isaac Taylor Stewart, a four-star, five-star, depending on where you're looking at, defensive back from California. He's in town. Both his parents coming with him. That's always a good sign. Also, Jayshon Corbin, who used to be a Tennessee running back commitment from Florida, he is in town visiting officially as Tennessee tries to steal him away back from Florida State. And then Trayvon Flowers, a defensive back from Georgia, coming up on an official visit. This is the kid who had the Kentucky baseball offer and now is thought to be choosing between Tennessee and Jackson. These are your three official visitors. Tennessee was trying to steal Corbin away from Florida State. The Seminoles trying to steal Jordan Young, the big receiver commitment from Tennessee. He's visiting down there in Tallahassee this weekend. So maybe pulling the old switcheroo there with recruits for between Jeremy Pruitt and Willie Taggart. Tennessee also hoping to survive some official visits. Quay Walker, the big linebacker prospect, visiting Georgia this weekend. Jacob Hopeland is visiting Florida. He's the four-star wide receiver from down there. Just all over the place, man. You got Glenn Beal, Tyson Campbell, the Griffin kid seems like a long shot at this point. Otito Ogbonnia is visiting Nebraska for his final visit. It's a lot to take in. And pretty wild stuff for the Vols as they try and bring it on home for the class of 2018. We will be broadcasting live all day Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube, special signing day edition of The Drive. And yeah, we're going to do an extra hour. We'll be with you from 2 until 6. Big John Reed, Talk Sports, going an extra hour. They're 10 until 2. And then as soon as we're done, we'll hand it off to overtime from 6 until 8. So you will get 10 consecutive hours of signing day coverage right here on Fox Sports Knoxville Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube on Kingston Pike, right across the street from Bearden High School. Make plans now to come out and see us. Any thoughts on recruiting as Jeremy Pruitt and the staff look to finish strong?
I'm just excited to see what guys are, like you say, if they can get it's Quay Parker.
Walker.
Yeah. Walker, excuse me, Quay Parker. We used to play basketball. If they can, you know, get those guys, get some of those big name guys, you know, we want to see what happens with defensive backs. See if maybe you can get an Elijah Griffin. And just big names, seeing what Jeremy Pruitt can do. I mean, it's time.
Big basketball game tomorrow for Rick Barnes and the boys as they play at home against Ole Miss. 6 o'clock tip-off inside Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena between the Vols and Rebels tomorrow. We will have your voluntary reaction at 8 o'clock, roughly. As soon as that game is over, we'll be live taking your phone calls, talking Tennessee hoops right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. This would be win, what, 7 of 8? Tennessee looking for their 17th of the year and trying to keep the momentum rolling.
Yeah, know about that momentum, but yeah, trying to stay consistent, keep a strong push. They got to have these games, especially against the inferior opponents. I mean, that's the ones we talked about. LSU, how disappointing that would have been if you lose that. It's even more disappointing if you lose to a middle of the road Ole Miss team that is, I think, 500 or maybe a game under 500. So you really got to take advantage of these games. They had a close one on Tuesday with Auburn too. They only lost to Auburn by 9. So can't take your guard down, but you should have no trouble.
Can you continue to get quality guard play from your rotation of four out there on the wing? Can Grant Williams continue to dominate inside? These are all questions we'll be keeping an eye on for you tomorrow.
And you want to see how Admiral bounces back. You know, it's really the first game where he had some adversity. He might have broke a streak where he had hit at least 2 3-pointers in like the last I don't know, it was like 9 games or something like that. I have to go back and look at it. But, you know, he fouled out early and just didn't look good at all when he in his last game. So, it was, yeah, he bounces back.
Will Rick Barnes be wearing an orange tie? Will there be more than 15,000 fans? Will the Pep Band play Living on a Prayer more than 3 times again?
How many times they play it when you were out there? You were at the last game. They really play it as much as you say they do. I feel like you're awful hard on the Pep Band.
Probably not. Probably not.
I feel like you owe the Pep Band an apology, as a matter of fact, Ross.
I don't think so. Pep Band's not that great. Like you said, it's too big of an arena to really, like, impact.
It's not so, you know, I'm not coming off the top rope on the kids. I'm just
I mean, yeah, you do, Ross.
No, I'm not. Listen to what I say. I'm saying that I love the Pep Band. I wish the Pep Band could work the way it does in Cameron Indoor Arena and other smaller venues, but that arena is too big. And when they pipe in the music, the place is hopping.
Yep.
It has a modern, energetic feel to it. And then when they cut it off, it just sucks life out. Somebody tweeted me during the game Wednesday that exact same thing happened. That, like, there was a point where we hit a big three and they called timeout to stave off our momentum. And all of a sudden they start piping in the music, the place is going crazy, and then they said they just cut it abruptly, like no fade out either. They just hit the pause button on the CD player, and then all of a sudden the band pipes up into Orange Blossom Special or Rocky Top or whatever.
Living on a Prayer.
And said it just killed the entire vibe in the building.
That's what it does. Like, it really does when you're there. It really does.
Hey man, and again, like, you'll save money. You get it costs money. Like, all those kids, it's not like they go on scholarship. Those kids are Pride of the Southland marching band members who are just doing that as like a 20-piece band for poops and giggles. And it costs money for their instruments and their uniforms and put them up there. Everything.
Their uniforms? Don't they wear like T-shirts?
Maybe they have like a vest or something in there. I mean, it's not an exorbitant sum of money, but it costs money to put them in there. Guess what doesn't cost money? The PA system that you already have that you're going to have to use anyway, and you just play music.
Oh, you're calling for him to be disbanded altogether?
Have I not made myself clear? I've only been on this riff for about 3 years now.
Golly.
I'm not kicking them out of school. I'm not taking their scholarships away. I'm just saying. These 13 nights a year that you guys play, like, it's 2018, man.
Give him a break, too. Like, those guys are
tired. Think about putting Hobie Brunson on Twitter. I'm with him. Put the whole damn pride in there.
No.
They've got the seats.
Y'all aren't getting it, man.
You imagine how loud the entire band would be in there?
Have you ever seen an entire band at a basketball
what
game?
You guys be fun.
What are you talking and then about? Put them up in the upper deck where nobody likes to sit and have them point it down.
The entire pride band. Why don't we just bring them out and let them march? Just bring them out there on the court.
Why don't we just look like a bunch of clowns?
Yeah.
We got a good basketball team. Let's look like clowns
now. 13,000 people in there, plus the Pride of the Southland. Nobody's coming in there. The opposing teams wouldn't be able to play in there.
How about this? How about we embrace change for once? We create something new. We'll be the only school that does this.
I'll make you a deal. You can have your DJ at the Tommy Bowl. If they take all that canned music out of Neyland Stadium and tear down that damn Jumbotron while they're at it.
Whoa.
Put the focus back on the field.
Wait, now we've gone from – you're saying take the Jumbotron.
That's my deal. Take it or leave it.
Like, wait, not just take Butch's picture off. Take the entire Jumbotron away?
Yeah, and bring back the VOLS, the lit up letters that you could see coming up the river.
You don't go to games.
You don't want to know why? Because it's you go and you end up Jumbotron.
So if they take the Jumbotron, you're going to start going to 3 or 4 games a year?
I might.
No, you're not.
If they start winning again, I would. If they get control of those drunks over there.
The people who have season tickets and go over there want to be able to see a replay of an important play.
Is they're looking at between their phone and the Jumbotron. Nobody watches a game.
No, you can't because you don't get service over there. That's not true.
Contraire, mon frere. No, I got service one game I went to.
You don't. Not everybody gets good service. I've got service over there because I know the Wi-Fi from being in the box. But, like, no, you can't get good service. All those phones in England, like,
I mean,
your phone's slower.
You know, Have to have that ridiculous looking Jumbotron. Oh, tear down the.
You want
to
tear down the Jumbotron?
I want to tear down the skyboxes on the east side of the stadium.
Can we get back to reality here for a second? As a matter of fact, they're going to put another one up on the north side of the stadium.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
That's what's going to happen. They're not tearing down a Jumbotron, man. I mean, come on, let's jeté back to reality here on the drive. As a matter of fact, let's jeté on out. That's French, by the way. To a commercial break. See? We're the modern show.
Yeah.
The romance language lives on. On Rocky Top. Princess. On the drive. Here on Fox Sports Knoxville. More of your phone calls coming up.
The drive. The unexplainable. The unimaginable. The drive.
Captured the imagination of the Twitter sphere. Luke says, Jeremy just said, we're here to play football, not dress up.
I agree.
Boom. Jeremy spoke in class today. Jason says, black cleats, and I like the idea of black high tops for QBs. That's catching on. Let's see, what else do we have here? Scrolling through the Twitter sphere. Will says, Jeremy, just big boy to Lyle. Why do y'all call him Lyle, man? That's just uncalled for.
Is that not his Christian name?
Oh, my God.
Why can't we call him Lyle?
It's just it's rude. Yeah, called. Man wants to be called Butch. That's his name.
I think you coined the term botch on a local radio show.
And
got it to stick.
That was mean. I shouldn't have done that.
So does the bear believe that everyone should be called by their Christian name? The bear. Does the bear believe that?
I was wondering if you were going to catch that.
Does the bear believe
that? I don't care, man.
It wouldn't surprise me if he produced a birth certificate that just said bear. Like, not even like bear and a last name, like bear quotation
written
mark. It just said bear.
Just bear. In black crayon.
Just bear.
Nah. That one comes up. That one didn't come up often, but I mean, there's no doubt there's like a derogatory kind of overtone to it in there when people call him Lyle.
Yes.
Like,
is.
It's not a, it's,
no, it's
Lyle. Like it's a terrible name or something.
That's actually,
that's exactly why they're doing it. Like, look at your name. Your name's Lyle. Like,
I don't even think it's a bad name. Like, if a guy introduced me and said, hey, I'm Lyle, I wouldn't think anything of it. It's just a name.
No,
people
neither.
Are doing it because they're like, we're not going to call you by your real name.
Yeah.
You're a nerd.
Your name's Lyle.
Speaking of nerds, did you guys see the Jeopardy thing last night?
I did.
Yeah.
The entire
moments where you wish you were on Jeopardy.
I missed the entire
category. Cleaned house.
Well, yeah, we all could have, but there. For those of you who don't know, last night on Jeopardy, there was a what was the category? Was it college football or was it just football in general?
Yeah, it was just football in general.
Yeah,
and there was a football category, and the
like
three
the
contestants.
Easiest football questions ever.
So, and at the clip. It's on my Twitter feed if you want to go find it. Like, it's the last category. Like, nobody's gone there. They've gone through all the other categories, all the other clues, and all that's left there is football. And so they start going through it one by one. And it's real easy, just basic football stuff.
I think Trebek was
– And none of these
Trebek's
guys –
trying to help him.
None of these contestants could answer any of them. And Trebek's just clowning them. He's like, y'all just want to go to commercial break right now. And they finally get to the last one, and he goes – let's just see the last clue, just for fun.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't even give them the opportunity to see if anybody's going to try.
Well, do you remember what the last clue was?
only think the next last one was, about fair catch.
The last one was Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, it was the Minnesota Vikings in 70.
Yeah, one of them was fair catch. One of them was option.
One of them was Tom Landry.
Yeah, it was Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They said, like, who does Tom Landry and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith play for? And then they just stumped them.
I wonder if they had gone a little more recent. Because all those guys
No, they didn't know anything.
They could have said Ezekiel Elliott, Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
they
could have said discount double check, and they wouldn't have got that.
They could have said, what's the name of Dallas's professional football team? It rhymes with Cowboys, and those three dorks weren't getting it.
You nerd shaming?
They were pretty nerdy, though.
Hey, man, I'm a well-known nerd and a known badass, so I don't shame at all. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon. Super Bowl 52 coming up on Sunday, and Tom Brady interjecting himself into the headlines once again. Remember a couple of years ago when we made such a big deal about Tom Brady kissing his dad on the lips?
Y'all did.
It was kind of weird, you know, but it's like, okay, you know, there's enough people said, yeah, I do that. It's like, okay, you know, whatever. Did you see the video last night?
I didn't see it, but did he kiss his son or something like that?
Yeah. He's like lying on this table on his back, and his son, who's probably like 7 or 8, comes in. He's like, give your old man a kiss. And he kisses him on the lips, and then he walks away. And it's like, okay, it's a little weird, but not too weird. But then Brady says, that wasn't a good peck. Come back here and kiss your dad like you mean it. And then I don't feel like I'm over-exaggerating to say
that
the young child came over and proceeded to make out with his dad for about 10 seconds.
I saw it.
Did he really make out with his dad?
He didn't make out with his dad. It's a little long for a kiss to your
father. Did you feel uncomfortable watching it?
It was just a little long, man.
Okay. I mean, he overblows stuff sometimes. I'll go on what you say. I haven't seen it.
Well, it's like, I think also, too, he's like doing that thing with his kid where I know, like, the kid, like, you know, when you were younger, like, you didn't want your mom kiss on you and stuff. Like, no, don't kiss on me. It's like, that's what he's doing. Like, he does that, too.
They were swapping spit, Chance.
Not swapping
spit. He French kissed that little boy.
He did not.
You haven't seen it.
Chance would have.
You haven't seen it.
Hit play.
I just said it was a little long, but he wasn't. All right,
we'll take phone calls on this when we continue. It is The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. Hour number two coming up. Stay with us.
The Drive.